Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 6. His forms are one and the same. Part 1. The forms of Krishna categorized. By devotional service, one can understand that Krishna first of all manifests himself as Swayam Rupa, or Krishna's personal form, then as Tadekatma Rupa, and then as Avesha Rupa. It is in these three features that Krishna manifests himself in his transcendental form. The feature of Swayam Rupa is the form by which Krishna can be understood by one who may not understand Krishna's other features. In other words, the form by which Krishna is directly understood is called Swayam Rupa, or Krishna's personal form. The Tadekatma Rupa is that form which most resembles the Swayam Rupa, but there are some differences in the bodily features. The Tadekatma Rupa is divided into two manifestations, the personal expansion, Swangsha, and the pastime expansion, Vilasa. And as far as the Avesha Rupa is concerned, when Krishna empowers some suitable living entity to represent him, that living entity is called Avesha Rupa or Shaktyavesha Avatar. The personal form of Krishna can be divided into two, Swayam Rupa and Swayam Prakasha. As far as Krishna's Swayam Rupa or pastime form is concerned, it is in that form that Krishna remains always with the inhabitants of Vrindavan. The personal form, Swayam Rupa, can be further divided into the Prabhava and Vaibhava forms. For instance, Krishna expanded himself into multiple forms during the Rasa dance in order to dance with each and every gopi who was taking part, and also in forms in order to accommodate Krishna's 16,108 wives. There are some instances of great mystics also expanding their bodily features in different ways, but Krishna did not expand himself by any yoga process. Each expansion of Krishna was a separate individual. In Vedic history, Saubhari Rishi, a sage, expanded himself into 8 forms by the yoga process, but Saubhari Rishi remained one. But as far as Krishna is concerned, when Krishna manifested himself in different forms, each and every one of them was a separate individual. Just as when Narada Muni visited Krishna at his different palaces in Dwaraka, Narada was astonished at this, and yet Narada is never astonished to see the expansions of a yogi's body, since Narada knows the trick himself. And yet, in Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated that Narada was actually astonished to see the expansions of Krishna. Narada wondered how Krishna was present with his queens in each and every one of his 16,108 palaces. And with each queen, Krishna himself was in a different form, and Krishna was acting in different ways. In one form, Krishna was engaged in playing with his children, and in another form, Krishna was performing some household work. So these different activities are conducted by Krishna when Krishna is in his emotional forms, which are known as Vaibhava Prakasha expansions. And similarly, there are other unlimited expansions of the forms of Krishna. But even when they are divided or expanded without limit, still they are one and the same, for there is no difference between one form and another. And that is the absolute nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated that when Akrura was accompanying both Krishna and Balaram from Gokula to Mathura, Krishna entered into the waters of the Yamuna River, and Akrura could see in the waters all the planets in the spiritual sky. Akrura also saw Krishna in his Vishnu form there in the Yamuna River, as well as Narada and the four Kumaras who were worshipping Krishna. As stated in the Bhagavat Purana, Anye cha sanskritatmano vidinabhihi tena te yajanti tvan mayastvam vai bahu murti eka murtikam. There are many worshippers who are purified by different processes of worship, such as Vaishnavas or the Aryans, who also worship the Supreme Lord according to their convictions and spiritual understanding. And each process of worship involves understanding different forms of Krishna, as mentioned in the scriptures. But the ultimate idea is to worship the Supreme Lord Himself. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 6, His Forms Are One and the Same, Part 1, The Forms of Krishna Categorized, recorded July 15, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.